definitely Wacker Drive. If my estimations are correct, we should be very close.
Steve Cochran on 720 WGN.
Chicago, a technological hub and possibly a hub for international modeling. As you know, my supermodel days are now behind me. I'm mostly coaching now, Dave.
Well, it's understandable.
But a very cool story about a cool business that's popped up before 10 o'clock. Speaking of cool stories, you like fabulous, colorful photography? You like animation? You like classical children's themes? You like all that stuff?
All of the above.
You're going to like this book, Chicago Treasure. Sandberg, you want to do the introduction?
I do. If I could just go back, we had the author Larry Brotman in studio with his book, Chicago Monumental, months and months ago. And my stepdaughter, Catherine, was in studio as well by chance for her birthday. And he saw her and he said, hey, would she like to be a part about this project that I'm working on? And it's a children's book. And we're putting different kids in traditional fairy tales, but rewriting stories, etc. And, of course, Catherine wanted to do it. So we went to Larry's house. He took a picture of her. And then she ended up in this book that you're looking at now, which was also co-authored with Rich Green. And I don't know how to pronounce John's last name. So
Rabius.
Rabius. Okay.
John
so Rich,
Rabius.
Rich is with us now. And he is one of the authors and the illustrator.
So Larry and John and Rich got together on this photography, text, concept, illustration, digital effects, all specialties.
Correct.
So the three of you needed each other.
Yes, exactly. So I was taking a continuing ed class at Art Institute, and John was the instructor of that class, and he got to know me a little bit and knew that I worked on children's
just
books.
Last summer?
A couple summers ago. Oh. Yeah, it's been a couple summers now. And so at the time, he was working with Larry on some of Larry's former books, like you mentioned, and when Larry said, hey, I've got this great idea to put children into all of these different, you know, scenarios with storybooks and fairy tales, John said, hey, I know a guy, he can do illustrations for us, and that's how I
classic
got brought into
Chicago.
The fold.
Classic Chicago. Yeah, classic. So, I got a guy.
Yeah. And so that was a little over 3.5, almost 4 years ago now that started. And in the beginning, Larry said, hey, we're going to do maybe 10 or 12 of these illustrations. And in the book total, there's over 150 images, 63 illustrations, right? And as you were mentioning, your daughter is playing the role of Belle in Beauty and the Beast. Mm-hmm. And what people wouldn't know behind the scenes is that Mary herself is actually sitting in for the Beast during the photo. So
I was Beast. I stood there. And so, Catherine, we posed.
You haven't been called Beast very often.
No, I have not. And you did a good job making me look like the regular Beast. But I did stand there with the picture. And like Larry, we actually went to his apartment. He took the photo, you know, in his living room.
Mm-hmm.
Catherine and I in regular clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you went to work on the digital side.
Yeah, so I would do stuff with Larry beforehand oftentimes where I would send him sketches and ideas, poses of how the people might want to pose or how we might work with. And again, he's working with kids of all different ages and abilities.
Sure.
So we had to keep some of that in mind when we were planning. And then he would take photos and then send over, you know, a series of photos. And sometimes the photos would be able to be used outright. Other times we might have to take the better body pose with the better smile and merge them together to get the kids to look the way we wanted to. And when the project started, it was children that were from the preschool programs at the Chicago Lighthouse that Larry is also a board member of.
And we're big fans of the Lighthouse and all the work they do.
Yeah, and the author proceeds from the book goes to the Chicago Lighthouse and to Access Living. So he sent me over some photos of these children from the preschool, and they would be in their plain clothes. And as kind of the project evolved, we started putting them into costumes and getting more and more involved in it. And
so the ideas spurned other ideas.
Yeah, and what would happen with the children is when you put them in the little costumes and stuff, they would come to life in a whole new way because it was this playful moment for them. So
I guess they wouldn't have spurned ideas, it would have spawned ideas.
Spawned ideas.
If it spurned ideas, it would have meant we shut them down.
We shut them down.
The book is fabulous. And as you mentioned, the Lighthouse, for people that don't know, the Lighthouse employs visually impaired and completely blind individuals who are obviously dealing with a considerable speed bump in life, who amazingly have achieved on levels that you couldn't even begin to understand, including making these beautiful clocks that become the main fundraiser for the Lighthouse. So we encourage you to look into everything the Lighthouse does. But you say proceeds from the book goes to the Chicago Lighthouse?
Yeah, the Chicago Lighthouse and Access Living.
Very
both.
Cool.
Yeah.
And the book is not just a chill. I mean, it is a gorgeous. These illustrations are beautiful.
It kind of blends between being a children's story if you will. It's based on children's stories, but it also then is really a coffee table photography book that really applies to all ages, because it allows you to kind of reminisce about stories of old with fresh new takes and spins on some of the writing that we did, as well as to enjoy the children in some of the famous pieces of art that are on display at the Art Institute, and then just some whimsical scenes of children doing these fantastical things all around Chicago. So yeah, it's got a lot of different audiences that enjoy it. And we also really like the fact that it blends classic stories with a whole new cast of characters. So gender roles, race, abilities, doesn't make any difference. We're trying to make sure that everyone realizes, especially these children that were in there, that they can become anything they want to be. So it's kind of the message of access and inclusion for everybody.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Now, you're not exactly working with Microsoft Word here. What is the digital stuff you use?
I use Adobe Photoshop for predominantly all the work.
Like a Photoshop anybody could buy?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So obviously you just have a lot of practice.
A lot of practice.
And if you recall, Steve, when we had the lighthouses up and down Michigan Avenue last summer, they had all the Chicago treasure pictures were on the lighthouse outside of the Disney store.
Right.
And it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you know where that lighthouse ended up? Who bought
that? Yeah, so I'm the one that actually did the art for, obviously created the art, and then actually created the lighthouse for that one.
Okay.
And it was donated back to the Chicago Lighthouse, and it actually is on their premises.
Okay.
So that all these children and the families who come back and interact with the facility get to see it all the time, right? Because the preschool program there blends visually abled and visually disabled children together so that they start to learn and understand one another when they go off into other types of classrooms. So.
This is not something you can do in an hour. This is not a caricature business where you sit on a stool, I come over and you draw my face.
Right.
Having said that, everybody that sees this book, they're going to want their kids to be able to do this. You know?
That's also true, but also every kid that Larry meets, he wants to add on another one to put
in. Good.
So he's already talking about other kids, and the book's already out. So
I think by the time Catherine got asked, we had to get there for a photo pretty quickly, because all of a sudden a deadline, he had already had a deadline extended because he was adding kids.
That's true, and the deadline at that moment was to get you on the lighthouse.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because
that's
she then was featured dancing in the doorway of the
right
lighthouse.
There. Yeah,
exactly.
It was the coolest.
And we had to turn the lighthouse in, and we wanted to make sure she was on there, so...
It's wild.
Congratulations on it. It's amazing. And speaking of the lighthouse, there's some original poetry and writing in here as well. And Larry co-writes with Sandy Horowitz something called Being Blind, which goes like this. Although I'm blind and cannot see, I ask you not to pity me. I hear sounds much more than you. And with my braille, I read well, too. And goes on to describe what it's like to be blind and saying, I'm different, but don't pity me, which is kind of a theme throughout the book, right?
Right, exactly. You want them to be treated the same as everyone else and to be able to have access to everything that everyone else does, correct?
It's really cool.
And the other thing is the Chicago Lighthouse is throwing a book launch party for us at their north location in Glenview on May 4th from 11 till 1, and that's open to the public. There'll be snacks, entertainment for the kids, all kinds of things. We'll be there, myself, Larry, and John, book signing. So if people would like to stop out there, they can come by and see the project and meet those involved.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Yes. And I will say hi to my friend Dave Huber, who's a big supporter of the Lighthouse as well. And if people want to buy this book, what do they do?
They can go to thechicagolighthouse.com, and they can also go to Amazon.
It's great. It's really cool. How many copies do you have, Samberg?
I've got 4.
All right.
Yeah, it's great. You selling one back to Kat?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's going to have to pay for it. Yes. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you so
much. Nice work by you.